Okay, I've got it now.
Okay, it is 6 o'clock, April 13th, 2020. I will go ahead and call this meeting to order. Commissioner Lanny Sebi, would you care to lead us in prayer, please? And I would also, at this time, before Commissioner Sebi does lead us in prayer, for those of you that are on, if you would not mind, to go ahead and mute, and as you get ready to speak, just unmute it. That way we can keep the airways clear, please.
All right. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you thanking you for another day, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the many, many blessings that you give us every day of our lives, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you'll be with the people over in Bradley and Hamilton County, Lord, that have lost their homes, Lord. Just give them strength and comfort during this time as they piece their lives back together, Lord. And Lord, we just pray that you help us as leaders in our community to display courage, hope, and generosity and kindness as well, Lord. Now be with us during this meeting. Let us make good and wholesome decisions for White County, Lord. And everything we do, we give you the glory. It's in the name of Jesus we pray and ask these things. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Commissioner Lanny Selby. Commissioner Robert McCormick, would you care to lead us in our place, please?
Sure would. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Robert McCormick. Sasha, just whenever you're ready, we'll go ahead and do a roll call.
Okay. Kane Rogers.
Here.
T.K. Austin.
Here.
Lonnie Crouch. Lanny Selby.
Here.
Stanley Neal.
Here.
Roger Mason. Dale Bennett.
Here.
Dakota White.
Here.
Terry Alley. Andy Haston.
Here.
Bobby McCulley.
Here.
Lee Broyles.
Here.
Robert McCormick.
Here.
Dillard Quick.
Here.
We have 11 present, 3 absent.
All right, we do have a quorum. We'll move along to resolution 18-04-2020. This is item number 5 on our agenda, and probably would be a good time to unmute everybody unmute your buttons for this resolution coming forward. And at this time, I'll accept a motion to approve.
Stanley Neal has a motion.
All right, we have a motion.
T.K. Austin, second.
Okay, so we have a motion by Commissioner Stanley Neal and a second by Commissioner T.K. Austin for Resolution 18-04-2020 to amend policies and procedures to all county general departments. Is there any discussion on this item? Any discussion on this resolution? If there is none, then County Clerk, would you mind calling the roll call vote on this, please?
Yes. Dillard Quick.
Yes.
Stanley Neal.
Yes.
Andy Haston.
Yes.
Dale Bennett.
Yes.
Lanny Selby.
Yes.
Kane Rogers.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Lee Brawl.
Yes.
Dakota White.
Yes.
Robert McCormick.
Yes.
Bobby McCulley.
Yes.
TK Austin.
Yes.
We have 11 yes, 3 absent.
Resolution is approved. Next up on the agenda is item number 6. It's basically a status of the White County government operations, and I will defer to County Executive Robinson for an update on this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As far as the White County Courthouse, we are closed to the public except for Sasha's office, who has a walk-up window that's been installed. I'll let Sasha add to that if she feels like she needs to add anything, but from what I'm hearing, we're getting good feedback on that. I think a few people have even asked that we look at making that some sort of a permanent fixture.
Yes, they want that to be permanent. They said it's so convenient.
Yeah. So anyway, we're getting good reports on that. Anything else that's done courthouse related, an office holder or an employee will go out and kind of curbside and take care of the business outside. Landfill operations are basically busy. I think since everybody's at home with nothing to do, they are cleaning out their garage and their house. We are getting more trash now than we've gotten probably per day in the past year. Convenience centers, they're staying open at the regular times. There's no change in operation there. We are asking the people, to try to keep their social distancing in place. Basically, what I'm being advised from the federal level and the state level is that we need to only have essential personnel working. And as y'all know, us being kind of a small rural county, we don't really have anybody that's not essential. So there's not really much much I can do as far as the operation of the government to send anybody home. Now, there's some of our offices maybe not hardly as busy since people are not getting out, and that's kind of what this resolution does that y'all just passed. It allows those officials in charge of that office to send people home if they think they can inspire them since business is kind of slow in some areas. But other than that, Mr. Chairman, that's all I've got, but I'll be glad to entertain any specific questions if anybody has.
Do any of the commissioners have anything in this regards to ask? If there's no further business regarding that item, I'll move on to item number 7.
Oh, Mr. Okay. Chairman, I'm sorry, one other quick thing.
Yes.
The governor today did extend his stay at home to the end of the month. So unless somebody wants to discuss it and has a reason that we need to discuss it, I will probably continue the lockdown of county buildings until the end of the month.
Is it the consensus of the commission that's probably favorable?
I'll take silence as a positive thing.
Okay, sounds good. We'll move along to notaries and County Clerk, if you have those.
I have two, Emily Roberts from Citizens Bank and Elizabeth Anderson from First National Bank of Tennessee.
All right, I accept the motion.
This is Dakota White. I make a motion to approve.
This is Robert McCormick. I'll second the motion.
Okay, we got a motion by Commissioner Dakota White and a second by Commissioner Robert McCormick. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Notaries are approved. There being no further business on the agenda, and real quick, before there is a motion to adjourn, just want to thank everybody for pulling this together, County Executive and his office, and Sasha and Chad, and thank you to everybody. And I guess before we adjourn, what are we looking at for next week on the full court dealing?
Mr. Chairman, that would be I'll leave that in your court. We will probably have a budget committee meeting if Chad and the budget chairman deem it necessary. We can do that here at the courthouse. We've got enough room for our social distancing since there's only five on it.
Yes.
So we can do that. Of course, that's up to the chairman of the chairman Roger. But we'll then I guess you'll just determine whether we need to have a meeting or not. I don't have anything coming out of my office that is crucial.
Okay. We'll just wait around. We'll see what if Roger does want to proceed with a budget committee meeting or if Chad, and we'll make a decision on that. We'll have to in the next day or so. So, and if there's nothing else, I will accept the motion to adjourn.
Yes, Commissioner Burles will make the motion.
This is Dakota White. I second.
All right, we got a motion by Commissioner Lee Burles and a second by Commissioner Dakota White. All in favor, say aye. Motion is adjourned. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, good night, everybody.
God bless you.